Symphoria, the successor to the defunct Syracuse Symphony Orchestra, has 1 year under its belt, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, so far, so good.
This YouTube recording presents Symphoria performing at one of its Spark concerts at the Palace Theater in Eastwood this year. This Spark series, which creates a more social music-going experience, is something Symphoria Managing Director Catherine Underhill says is a way to attract new audiences to orchestral works. And as the fledgling orchestra closes the books on its first year, Underhill estimates musicians played to 45,000 people.
We didn't quite finish the season in ticket sales where we'd like to be, but we're ahead in some other areas. Same with the expense side. There's some things that we're behind on, some things that we're ahead on, but we're going to finish the year in the black, and that's the most important thing.
Symphoria is operating on a $1.5 million budget in the form of a cooperative made up of former SSO musicians. The organization will be doing some strategic planning this summer, and a new musical director's coming on board this fall. Symphoria has announced its next season, and it again will be a mix of masterworks, pops, casual works, and the Spark series. And they'll be expanding the children's concerts and making more inroads into local schools.
The audience of the future are the kids who are in school, whether it's elementary, middle, or high school. And so connecting them with a great experience with classical music or orchestral music of any sort is really important.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.